this is Loïc Notte from Belgium. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
A very good afternoon. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM with me, Kieran Tuxius. I am your host for the next hour of Eurovision music. We'll be playing songs from the Eurovision Song Contest, past and present, as well as playing some songs from the Junior Eurovision Song Contest, past and present. If you want to get interactive with the show, then please do tweet us at ESC Showcase and also facebook.com/ESC Showcase. Now we're going to head over to the Danish National Final for our first song for 2015. This is Anna Gerdgaard with Suitcase.
Sophia dreams, she walks away. Feels like the air is getting thinner every day. She's something else, not meant for this. That's what her mother told her when she was a kid. She left a note that said goodbye. Don't cry for me, you know I will be alright. Go pack your bags, get on the train. It's like a castle built in the sand, until you're standing with a ticket in your hand. Sophia dreams, she wants it all. Hoping one day there'll be a picture on the wall. She writes a song about a girl who had a ticket and a suitcase just like her. She left a note that said goodbye. Don't cry for me, you know I will be alright. Go pack your bags, get on the train. Standing with a ticket in your hand.
Scotch.
That's Emily DeForest with Hopscotch, a single that she released about a few months ago, if I believe right. Yes, so there we go. So our first couple of songs here on the Eurovision Showcase, and we've had a bit of a Danish double medley. Yes, I hope you've enjoyed our trip to Copenhagen. And we're going to move on to our next song. And it comes from the UK national final in 2009. And last week we talked about the Spanish national final in 2009 and how much of a high-class national final it was too. But sadly, Soraya, with La Noche's Para Mí, came second last, which is really quite sad, at least for me, because I loved La Noche's Para Mí. It's one of the very few Spanish songs that I could sort of sing off by heart and have a bit of confidence. So, you know, if I'm in Tenerife, Gran Canaria, or in a bar in Barcelona, you know what I'm going to sing on a karaoke machine. Yes, so, and that's when I die of embarrassment. But, anyways, but then we also talked about Jade Ewan. And Jade Ewan also represented the UK in 2009 with the song It's My Time. Now, if you remember going back, oh, crikey, I can't believe it's 6 years ago. It's crazy to me. But in the national final, there was Jade Ewan, the twins, yes, the blonde twins in the white gowns, looked like they were going to be christened live on stage on the BBC Primetime. But there was also a young chap called Mark. Now, not as known much about Mark, at least from what I can find, but I do remember specifically that he did have a West End musical background, yes. And you could probably tell, listening to it, that it could have been a New Age, Michael Ball, 1992, One Step Out of Time gig. But obviously One Step Out of Time was more up-tempo. But I feel like this song would have been really quite good in Moscow and maybe not have given us the fantastic fifth place that Jade gave us and those awesome 12 points from Greece where I almost had a heart attack. But it was like, dear me, you know, he had a fantastic voice and I really want to share his voice with you now. So we're going to go back to the UK national final in 2009 and it's Mark with It's My Time.
I've been down, down so long, but those days are gone now. I've got the will, I've earned the right to show you it's my time tonight. It's my time, it's my time, my moment. I'm not gonna let go of it. My time, it's my time, and I'll stand proud. There's nothing I'm afraid of. I'll show you what I'm made of. Show you all it's my time. I'll break through, I've made my move, and my faith is strong now. I've got the heart to reach the heights, to show you it's my time tonight. It's my time, it's my time, my moment. I'm not gonna let go of it. My time, it's my time, and I'll stand proud. There's nothing I'm afraid of. I'll show you what I'm made of. Show you all it's my time now. It's my time, my moment.
Petra Fry there with This Night Should Never End. That came second in the Austrian national final in 2003. And she previously represented Austria in the 1994 Eurovision Song Contest. As everybody knows, it's the same contest that Riverdance was in, the interval act, and obviously the most successful and clearly the most interesting interval act that there's ever really been at the Eurovision Song Contest, even though the 2010 one was quite good with the dancing. I can't remember, it's not off the top of my head, sorry. Anyway, oh dear. Anyways, so we're going to move on to our next song, and it's the first song of our previews of the 2015 Junior Eurovision Song Contest.
Junior stands for you and me, K-E-S-T. We are Junior Eurovision Song
Now, this year sees the debut of our nearest neighbour here in the United Kingdom. Ireland are taking part. Now, interestingly enough, RTE aren't entering, but TG4 is. TG Car. I think that's how you pronounce it in Irish Gaelic. But they've had a long string of national finals, semi-finals, and then they had their final last Sunday. Picked this beautiful ballad from a girl called Amy Banks. It's beautiful, and I'm trying to pronounce it in Irish, but I'm probably going to incredibly murder it. And for somebody who's half Irish, I should be ashamed of myself. So that's Rialta na Mara. I hope you enjoy this. It's so sweet, and it has vibes of the voice that won for Emma Quinn and Ireland in the 96 Eurovision Song Contest. So let me know what you think. Remember to email us at tutsexperience@hotmail.com, and also tweet us at ESC Showcase.
Thank you.
absolutely beautiful there. So that's the Irish entry to the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2015. Taking place in Sofia, Bulgaria, live on Eurovision, or JuniorEurovision.tv, excuse me, on the 21st of November. Yes, that is next Saturday. So remember, you lot, otherwise I shall be having words. Okay, another Junior Eurovision song we're going to have now, and it's from the 2003 Junior Eurovision. So underrated, this song, I thought, and it's beautiful, and it's really sung quite well. It's the Dutch entry from the Netherlands. It's Roel Felius with Al Megen Zegen Alles. I probably, again, murdered that, but that's all the fun about doing a Eurovision show. And having all sorts of different languages, of course.
Zo stil en ook al hoe je daar misschien niets van. Je moet weten dat ik met mijn ogen heel goed praten kan. Het gebeurde in het geleden, plotseling en onverwacht. Afgesloten van de woordenschat.
Oh,
Cesar, It's My Life, Romania, 2013. To be honest with you, I can't really stand that song, but I hope you enjoyed that. It was a bit of classic Eurovision there, wasn't it, with the operatic sort of pop beat and the crazy dancing, of course. Okay, it is now time for Rob's Random Request. Now, as you all know by now, my partner Rob isn't the biggest Eurovision fan, but I'm slowly starting to infect him. But he still doesn't have a great knowledge of Eurovision music, to be honest, and knows the facts like I do, sadly. Well, it's not sadly. Hopefully they'll come in handy one day and I'll get on MasterChef. What I meant. I'd love to go on MasterChef. It'd be fantastic. I'm so glad they brought it back. Because I really don't like the Australian one, but I love the UK one particularly. Marcus Berry and Monica. Oh, they're amazing, aren't they? I could give or take Rick Wallace, to be fair. But anyway, we're straying. Restraining back. Okay. All right, I'm locked in. Now, Rob doesn't have great facts. You know, he doesn't know the years, songs, etc. So I ask him, you know, pick a year and then pick a country out of random. So previously, he hasn't had much success, as he picked Spain 1962 a few months ago. And 2 weeks ago, he picked Austria 1988. And that got zip. And they both got nil point. So he has a habit of picking songs at the bottom of the barrel. Just please don't pick Spain 1983. So let's move over to his request, which is actually Greece 2001. And I'm sure all of you are very happy to hear that. It is the Greek entry. Yes, of course. As I said, it's Greece 2001. Antique with Die For You. And you must remember, this came third in Copenhagen in the biggest audience for a Eurovision ever, in front of 40,000+ people in the FC Copenhagen Arena. Amazing. And just because I like you, I'm going to give you the full remix version too. We'll be right back. Antique Dive for you, the Greek entry to the 2001 Eurovision Song Contest. Now, you know what time it is now for, don't you? It's now time for your Eurovision News Roundup here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. It is Sunday the 15th of November 2015. We've got some very exciting news for Melody Festival and lovers. That's the Swedish national final. Swedish tabloid newspaper or magazine, I'm not too sure, Aftonbladet, reports that Linda Bengtzing is one of the number of singers who will be returning to the Melody Festival in 2016. Linda has participated in a total of 5 times, and last appearance in the competition was in 2009. Now, earlier this last week, Conchita Wurst, the winner of the Eurovision Song Contest 2014 for Austria, has said that she backs the idea of having Australia compete as a permanent country in the Eurovision Song Contest. The singer is currently visiting Australia doing a promotional tour of the country, and in an interview on ABC Radio in Melbourne, she said that, "I'm by your side, definitely." Oh dear, this is going to be a controversial topic. Now, the semi-final dates for the Eurovision Young Musicians Contest in next year in 2016 will take place on August the 28th and the 29th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central European Time. Now, the Netherlands are one of the out of 5 countries that have already announced who their entrant will be in the 2016 Eurovision, which is Douwe Bob, a very popular Danish singer. But Rotterdam have already come out to say that they want to host the 2017 Eurovision if the Netherlands win. So there you go. And finally, Jan-Ola Sand, the executive supervisor for the Eurovision Song Contest, earlier announced on Twitter, earlier this week rather, that 41 countries will be participating in next year's Eurovision Song Contest. The full list will be released sometime in early December. And that is your news! I have been Kieran Tuttius, and you're listening to Forest FM. Now, do you fancy listening to the UK Junior Eurovision entry from 2003? Yes, our debut entry. It was from Tom Morley, and his song was called My Song for the World.
When I wake up early in the morning, until I go to bed at night, peace is always where I dream of. Is it somewhere inside? So tonight I'll close my eyes. Can be achieved. And so tonight, I'll sing my song for
Malin with Summer of School of Free for the Norwegian entry in Junior Eurovision in 2005. Yes. Sweet, very sweet song. They did gymnastics and stuff on stage, and I think it came fourth or fifth, something like that. And I was quite shocked. It was really childish. But then again, I thought to myself, oh yeah, it's the Junior Eurovision. It's one of those moments where I had a bit of a blank. Clearly, and a blonde moment. Anyway, let's move swiftly on to a song from the adult contest. Why not? And this year's Eurovision Song Contest, in the second semi-final, not qualifying. And, you know, after being there in the stadium, I was there on the floor, stood watching the whole second semi-final, and I got goosebumps when this came on. I never thought I would do, and before the contest, I thought, bleh. But the performance and the key change at the end, oh, it's amazing. This is the Portuguese entry, ladies and gents. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. It's from Leonor Andrade with Há Um Mar Que Não Separa. Enjoy. It's great.
Seis da manhã, a chuva cai nas ruas da cidade.
No Andrade there with Há Um Mar Que Não Separa for Portugal 2015. Okay, it's now time for this.
Union stands for you and me, K-E-S-C. We are Union, Eurovision Song.
Okay, and we're going to head over to Montenegro, 2015's Junior Eurovision Song Contest song. And it's from Jana Mrkovic with Olia. And I hope you enjoy. It's a very cheery, happy song, as most kids' songs are, to be fair, in the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. But yeah, that's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. So there you go, that's Jana Mirkovic with Ulja, which means storm, for Montenegro, and that's their 2015 Junior Eurovision Song Contest song. Coming up this Saturday, the 21st of November, and you can watch it live here in the United Kingdom on juniorEurovision.tv.
Let's go!
The Eurovision Depression and your favorite Eurovision radio shows are available at one place.
Oh no!
Every week, not only Europe's top Eurovision radio show presenters produce a wide variety of great Eurovision radio shows for you to listen to, but even beyond, such as Australia and Canada, just to mention a few.
Oh joy!
Should you miss the live broadcast of these favorite Eurovision radio shows, fear not, as the website of Radio International, www.radiointernational.tv, keeps all these shows in the show archive for you to listen to whenever you want. Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Radio International.
Yes, thank you very much, JP. You can download my show from radiointernational.tv, and not forgetting as well, you can download it as a podcast from any podcast app. Just search for the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM and it'll all come up, and you can find all of my shows for the last year. Yes, because we've gone over our 1 year anniversary. I think it was last week or the week before, and I totally forgot. So there you go. Happy anniversary to us. Yay. So on JP's show, the Radio International show that's broadcasted every Wednesday evening, they have a segment where they have the Eurovision spotlight, and they sort of talk about a national final previously, and they've talking about Melody Festival recently, and a passionate Eurovision fan called Chris Poppy was talking about the Melody Festival in 2007, and he played two of these songs on JP's show. I loved them, and I really want to play them for you now, because they just rediscovered my love of Swedish schlager, really, to be fair. So, the first one is from Magnus Carlsson. Sadly, didn't get through the semi-finals of Melody Festival in 2007, but it's great. It's called Live Forever. Tack så mycket, Anna Brugg. Sambre Sambero på the Swedish National Vocal Melody Festivalen in 2007. Well, I'd like to thank you very much indeed for listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. Remember, you can get in contact with the show at ESC Showcase on Twitter and also facebook.com/ESC Showcase. If you want a request, get in contact. I'll be happy to play them for you next week. If you've missed this show or any other shows, then make sure you can download our podcast and listen online on Podbean. So there is plenty of ways for you to get in contact and not miss out on any of the action here on Forest FM's Eurovision Showcase. I have been Kieran Tussier. To make sure you join us next Sunday at 5 p.m. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Bon voyage. Have a nice day.